It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. You're going to have Herb Streak's ugly ass on the TV right now.
That's probably the worst tie I've ever seen in my life. I take that back. David Pollack has an even worse tie than Herb Streak.
Is that leopard print?
It's either amoeba.
David Pollack last year. He's kind of a weird
amoeba.
Ace.
Is that like an amoeba?
He's like, kind of like a, what do you call him, like a petter ass or something like that?
What?
Like he looked at me weird. Made me feel awkward.
Huh. Interesting.
He was intimidating.
He was like, it was like a weird look. I was like his eyes are bugging out.
He was just happy to see you, bud.
Wait,
yes, I'm confirming that is some sort of amoeba on David Pollack's tie if you're watching college game day.
Johnny,
it's
we
horrible.
Have to go back to the face that Casey just made to explain to the listeners, all seven
his
of you.
His eyes popping out, you know, like, ugh.
He did kind of like a Valley Girl, like, hey, kind of look.
Weird.
Because when you said a weird look, I was thinking maybe he like mad dog
like a mean
something.
Mug or something like that. Like, get out of here. You ain't S.
It was the opposite.
I would have slapped his ass if he gave me that. Like, sir, what?
But instead, he tried to get your number, Casey.
I was about to say.
Oh, that was weird.
Did he slide in your DMs, too?
Hey,
my wife
boy.
Was behind me, keeping notes for my wife, but I felt like it was directed to me. He looked me in the eyes.
Gave you a little hey. Guys, I just want y'all to know, we just got a text on the text line that said, I just dropped my son off this morning for practice after a tough loss to Vandergriff last night. Thanks for the last segment. Accountability is what he took from it.
There
thanks, guys. Hook him. As well as pride in team.
Yeah.
Preach.
Casey's changing lives out there today.
Tell you what.
Well, he's speaking the truth.
He is speaking the truth.
And that's what when you talk about team sports, it's about accountability to your fellow man.
Absolutely.
And accountability to your coach.
To yourself first.
To your team.
To your team
university.
And your coaches, yeah.
And just hadn't seen that in a while, and I think Casey said it right.
Casey, you're inspiring young lives.
I need to be that coach.
Yeah.
I know.
The instigator.
Let's go.
Can we have a Casey's Monday motivational talk? Like, can you give Austin a pep talk every Monday? Can
no,
we get that
I want to go to the practice. And,
yes, I want you to go to the practice. I want you to be the ambassador of barbecue and hitting hard.
Hitting hard what?
Of dogs.
Maybe you need to be the minister of culture over at the 40 Acres.
No kidding.
All this soft ass.
Maybe, all right, all right,
bongos.
All right. All right, all right, all right. It's not all right. We need some dogs.
Yeah,
no meow meows.
No meow meows.
Yeah.
Give me some dogs.
God, that was the best
rant. Did y'all see? Okay, so we all saw Henry just slam Norman, right, on Tuesday night.
Derrick Henry, yeah, that was.
So there's this on Twitter. There's like a meme or whatever,
a meme,
and it shows like the reaction of the Titans players, and like they're all doing different stuff on the sideline. Like
Josh Norman, I think has to retire at this point.
No, he's done.
I mean, just from that play right there.
He's
that's
no
like getting,
longer. He's no longer allowed to talk ass.
No, he is now the poster boy for getting owned.
Mm.
Like, how do you come back from that with your boys? Like, if that were me, Casey would have been in my ear all week, like, hey, dude, have you gotten up yet?
Yeah.
Have you gotten up yet?
Yeah, you're back.
Because I saw you flying across the screen. What happened to Josh Norman is what happened to me against D.D. Lewis in high school, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I that was one of the last games I ever played, too. I had to retire after D.D.
Out of camera.
Yeah. But that was one of the more impressive runs. He just threw Josh Norman like he was a rag doll.
Dude, he threw his ass. It was so funny, though. The old line was like, he was sitting here, and then he just threw him out the club. and then there's like, you know, linebackers just, I mean, it's funny. You got to check it out. It's just the reaction of the players like, oh, God.
Just dogging him.
Like, I think the worst face that I've seen was with Sherman's face in the Super Bowl when they threw that pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the worst disgust face. Like, oh, no way. Like, oh, we just lost the Super Bowl.
Well, and speaking of the NFL, I think there's a lot of talk going on right now about the Cowboys. Dak going down with a pretty severe ankle injury.
Connor Barwin had the same one. He'll be fine.
Yeah. I think Dak will be back.
To watch.
It was horrible to watch, and I think it was a collective across the NFL. I don't think it was a sick feeling, and there wasn't. I mean, I felt bad for the guy, and especially
he was my quarterback for fantasy. That's why I'm mad.
Well, but he was working on that contract.
They better
yeah.
give him that damn money.
I mean,
and I hate how the first headline is, well.
Should have signed the contract.
Now they're saying, well, the Cowboys have control now that Dak got hurt. I'm like,
yeah.
There is nobody who's a bigger fan of the Red Rocket, the Red Rifle than I am. I love Andy Dalton, but Dak was a special player.
Agreed.
He's a special leader for that. And I hope he stays engaged with the team. And it's kind of, you know, as he's doing his rehab, he's already out of surgery, said it went very well. So, hopefully we look, you know, praying for Dak and hopefully that ankle and that injury gets better. But the Cowboys, you know, they still got to play. So you got Andy Dalton coming in, who's probably the best backup quarterback. That was a huge insurance policy for the Cowboys. It hit for them. Hopefully Andy Dalton can kind of keep things together. But that's a division right now that's pretty much in shambles anyway.
Yeah.
So if
don't make the playoffs still, you know, but the thing is. Man, if they don't pay Dak, that's some ho-ass stuff.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Jerry's been in love with Dak. He's done a great job. Hasn't paid him yet, but I'd like to see him get that contract.
Yeah, yeah,
he'll get it if they're human beings or, you know.
Someone texted in, is Whitfield's open this morning with tacos or not until 11:30?
We're not doing breakfast tacos, but you get there at 11, I can get you some
tacos.
How about
them kolaches?
Already?
Kolaches. We'll have a few kolaches today. Tomorrow we'll have two different types of kolaches. I think today we'll have, turkey pastrami kolaches.
Okay.
Yum.
Nice.
Tomorrow we'll have our brisket kolaches and a couple other ones.
And then you said you are closed next weekend, right?
We did some lingua last week. That was so good.
Lingua?
Cow tongue.
Ooh.
Lingua?
Cow tongue.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't make it by Whitfield's for that.
No, it's so good.
Is it?
It's good.
I'll give it to you.
Cow tongue? Really?
Yeah.
It's great, bro.
It's so great.
All right, I'll try it.
No, like...
In a breakfast taco?
No, it's in a kolache.
Oh, okay.
Like a pig in a blanket.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the flavor of cow tongue?
Beef. Tender.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
So you're closed next weekend.
We'll be closed next weekend, yes.
So make sure you get there this weekend to get as much barbecue as you can.
Absolutely. I get back Saturday, but, you know.
Yeah.
I had people all week. Rest. Like, so we did that deal with Casey this weekend for X-Space at the Abel's on the Lake. Yeah. And we had a bunch of our agents there at Den Property Group. And I had agents all week being like, Johnny, we got to get that barbecue
sweet.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after a while, I'm like, guys, I get it. He makes good barbecue. Okay, you don't have to tell me every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
The ambassador of barbecue.
Indeed.
So not only is he the ambassador of barbecue, but the text line is absolutely blowing up today. All 9 listeners are just really weighing in. But someone said, I love your show, but.
But. Wait, as in big ugly tailgate or as in but?
But.
But.
However.
However.
Could we hear more rants from Casey?
Yes.
I know how to get him going on one. Do you?
Sure, but I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I'll let you do that. I like me and Casey's relationship.
Well, no, I mean, it's nothing. Just, I know things, you and I both know things that get him set off.
Correct.
Yeah, but
he's already been off on one today.
I don't know if Austin can handle
another Casey's rant.
How do you feel about kickers in the locker room?
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody already knows that. I already had my kicker moment this morning.
You did.
I mean, but that's just
DTK.
That's just crazy, though. And everyone's like, "Oh, Digger, the kicker's our only reliable one." He's really not a good kicker, but everyone likes his name.
Sure.
So,
Cameron, it didn't matter if you were the best kicker. Casey still wouldn't like you.
No, I mean we could have beat OU.
I know,
but he choked.
At least their kicker choked too.
Sure.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have had to. But they did kick it on second down.
Speaking of overtime, did you watch the Saints game? On Monday, Johnny?
Fell asleep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I fell asleep. I'm getting old. Fell asleep.
DB's getting a little old too, but man, he pulled it out.
Yeah, you know, Drew's you know, got a couple years on him. He's no spring chicken.
Yeah,
I couldn't even imagine getting out of bed and thinking, I've got to go play an NFL football. And we're the same age. He's got about 2 months on me, but I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I did something to my back on Wednesday and it put me out for like a day. It just something, you know, just, I mean, probably getting out of bed or just doing something like.
Yeah, but you got to think though, he's like, for me, I was 25 years into it, 26 years into it. And then now he's in like 32 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things.
Well, and you talk about older quarterbacks, and we've got a game coming up this weekend in the NFL. You got the Packers and the Bucks playing. Aaron Rodgers is playing better football than I think he's ever played before.
Yeah.
Going up against Tom Brady, who's now down in Tampa Bay.
Tom's
had a pretty good start to the season. I mean, I think that experiment down there is going well.
That tweet of Barstool Sports that I put out.
What is that?
It's so funny. They're interviewing. Oh, was it Barstool Sports? They had Aaron Rodgers on, and they're like, and he goes, my down years are people's best seasons. So, like, stop talking to me about it.
Relax.
A-Rod said real, that? That's what Aaron Rodgers said. He's like, my down seasons are quarterback's career seasons.
Wow. Yep.
But
he's
it's
right.
True.
He's right.
But it's absolutely true. And I was so happy he said that.
Yeah.
But he was on the Pat McAfee or Mick.
McAfee's show.
McAfee's the man.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
Come sunshine.
But yeah, so you got Aaron Rodgers. You got Aaron Rodgers taking on Tom Brady and the crew this week. Should be a pretty good game. That's down there in Tampa. But yeah, Tom's got the team 3-2. Packers are 4-0. We need Tom to get a victory there so the Bears can jump up in that division.
Yeah.
Don't need the Packers taking it all the way.
How are the Bros doing?
They're doing good.
Good.
You know, Arizona's playing well right now. They're playing it Monday night against the Cowboys.
Tight end ain't worth a crap.
Yeah, Dan, that was bad info. I got bad comms on Dan Arnold. That was my
Casey's God. Acting like he put money on it or something.
No, he probably did.
Yeah.
No, I picked him up. I was 16th pick. I was like, yeah, I'll listen to Johnny for this one.
Nope.
Listen, y'all don't understand. Like, my brothers have
some bad
I've never started
information.
Between my brothers and their friends, I know some NFL coaches, and they've never given me any kind of information for fantasy. And then all of a sudden this year, I got this hint that Dan Arnold, the tight end of the Arizona Cardinals, was going to be the best tight end in the league. You just watch it. I dropped him after the second week. I mean, he's caught maybe 5 passes now.
Yeah, he's only has like 2 attempts a game, maybe.
Yeah, but Arizona now, Kyler's got some people to throw the ball
Hop.
To. Yeah, he's got D Hop.
That's the thing is, you see how comfortable he is now, and you see D Hop still making
plays, 16 like, catches a game.
Like how stupid Bill O'Brien was.
Well, he ain't there anymore.
Bye.
Yeah.
So we're getting schooled on the text line, y'all. Kolaches are fruit-filled.
Oh, I know, but we just call them that.
Clobans, Nick?
Kolaches is Czech. I am Czech.
Boom.
So, like, my mom, she is...
Little chubbies.
Someone said Clobans, Nick, are meat-filled. Stop spreading the hate.
Yeah, no, I'm from Czech. My whole family's Czech, so, like, I get it.
You get
like,
to exit.
I did in elementary school, like, that was my country, and... my mom made a bunch of homemade kolaches, like peach and strawberry and cream cheese and all that kind of stuff. It's just here in Texas, that's the name.
People
for
know
it.
Kolaches.
So if I say brisket in bread,
brisket in a blanket,
so
brisket
in a blanket,
pulled pig ass in a blanket.
Yeah, pulled pig ass in a blanket. You know what I mean? Jalapeno sausage wrapped.
Hashtag PPA.
PPA. Someone said, bread. Johnny, I listened to you by drafting Kyler.
And did it work? Yes, it did, Grant.
And Victor, who texted in, no, he didn't.
10 listeners.
Victor said, 10 listeners now. I usually don't listen on Saturdays because I'm at home, but this weekend is my first time back at drill since the Rona, and this is my first time listening to y'all. Y'all are awesome. Casey talks like an old salty Army vet.
Damn right.
Hook 'em.
Hey, real quick.
Thanks for tuning in, Victor.
Heading back real quick to the DeAndre Hopkins conversation. He's leading the NFL in receptions. He's leading the NFL in yards. And he's averaging about 12 yards a catch.
If you're Arizona, you're like, dumbass Texans.
Thanks, Tom. Or Bob.
Bill.
Bill. Or what? Bob. Bill.
Yeah. Bob.
Well, Bill, Bob. Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
But.
So you're saying your name is Gaylord Falker? I saw that the other night. I was like, I forgot how funny that damn movie was.
Did you drop it? No, well, it's a name.
Let me ask you this, Casey. Where do the Texans go now?
I mean, Romeo Cornell is a good coach.
Yeah.
I got to visit with him when I was getting drafted when he was with the Browns. I was up there for a couple days. And
but you got Watson.
But they took Joe Thomas. Yeah. You know?
What a bad mistake.
What an idiot. Mm-hmm. Just played 12 years, 12 Pro Bowls, you know?
Not bad.
No, but I got to meet him. He's a good and he's proven himself. He'll win games.
He's fine. He's great as a replacement, but moving forward, where do the Texans take this? Because they've got Watson at quarterback. They got to get a coach in there, an offensive-minded coach.
They got
to come in there and right the ship.
They got to build that offensive line. I mean, play action has to work. They got to get a better screen game.
Got
to
get some receivers.
Yeah. But they should be able to throw screen game all day with that play action. But that all starts with running the ball.
Trevor Lawrence and they're not going to take a quarterback. So who do they go? I mean, they're going to have to build their O-line.
I would. Build their O-line, get some
Coaching wise, anybody out there that you'd like to see have an opportunity? I'd love to see Eric Bieniemy, offense coordinator for the Chiefs. He's been a great offensive-minded coach. I think he could come in and help steer that ship. You got to hire a new GM because Bill O'Brien was also the GM. Yeah. I like Champ Kelly out of Chicago. That's a name to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who they're going to hire.
We got some time.
Yeah. I mean, they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But anyways, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. Does Big Ten football start when? Next month?
Yeah, I think next year.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
It's wild. Ohio State hasn't even played a game. They're number two.
So ridiculous.
It's wild.
So ridiculous.
It's all good. Or they start this week.
Justin Fields might be the first one to win the Heisman without playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be funny.
Played two games. Wins the Heisman.
That's funny.
Who's up? I mean, who do you guys like for the Heisman this year? I mean, is it going to just go to Trevor Lawrence?
Is that really what – I mean, is there going to be a Heisman this year? I mean, there has to be.
There has to be. I mean, they're not going to not give out the Heisman trophy.
Yeah. It's going to be a late draw.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to take a little bit longer to figure out how everybody's playing.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have Georgia-Alabama today. That'll be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
Clemson-Georgia Tech.
Who are y'all pulling for?
In what?
Georgia-Alabama.
I don't really pull for non-teams.
I like Bama. I like Saban.
Is he
okay now? Because he got
the Rona.
He got the Rona this week. He's been tested negative yesterday. So you have to have two or three. Is he traveling to Georgia?
He won't be at the game.
He will not be at the game. Okay.
No, he will not be at the game. Instead, they rule is give 2 days, something like that, 2-3 tests or whatever. I don't know.
Ashley, I'm looking over here at the text line, and it looks like the city has anointed Casey to be the next head coach at the University of Texas.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too.
Yeah. I would have to hire a lot of people.
Can you imagine?
I'd hire Lyle Sinline as my
– Right.
I haven't thought about it.
Yeah. That's it. All right, Casey, who's your coaching staff?
Casey.
If Casey Stoder takes over as the next head coach, who is your offensive coordinator?
Go.
See, I got
no.
Position.
All right, let's go position coach. Who's your offensive line coach?
Lyle.
Okay. Who's your running backs coach?
Selvin.
Who's your quarterbacks coach?
I haven't got there yet.
Okay. Mm. Wide receivers?
Wide receivers. See if I can get BK down. Yeah,
I get BK back.
Yep. Yeah.
DBs, I'm assuming you're just going to go with Akina.
Yeah.
Probably assistant head coach.
Yeah.
And defensive coordinator?
I'll probably let them coach and me just kind of.
Yeah.
I'll be the
CEO.
Isn't that kind of how Mac ran the program?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll just be with the donors.
Let your coaches do your job, and you be the donor guy and the face of the program.
An inspirational speaker. I'm a motivational speaker.
You're going to be the Frank Denius,
down
too?
By the river.
Down by the river.
Matt Foley here.
Smoking doobies. Down by the river.
Who would you have as your defensive line coach?
I'd get Rod Wright or Frank, if he could get back in here, because Frank's doing a great job. I think he would come back.
Yep. Linebackers, we try to get DJ.
Man, if he would let me.
Yeah.
You got to pay. There's going to be some money out here.
Do you think he would be a good coach? Or is he just a guy that just knows how to play ball?
No. He knows the ins and outs.
Because there are some players that I don't necessarily feel would be great coaches. They're more of a lead by example type of guy. Mm-hmm. Those guys don't necessarily translate as to good coaches.
Yeah.
But you think he'd do a good job?
Yeah. I'll try to get Bo Skay David Thomas.
As tight ends coach?
Oh, yeah.
Just house full of alumni. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. But you see
at the University of Miami and some of those other schools, they're bringing back some of those guys to bring back that culture. You look at Miami right now, and they're a top 20 team.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that didn't happen overnight.
No.
But it took bringing in some of their old guys to say, hey, this is how it was, and this is how it will be again.
Yeah.
Maybe Texas needs some of that.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah. You know, it's wild. It's just, I don't know. There needs to be a kick in someone's ass. They just need that. It's just, there's no pride. And in college football, the reason why I love college football, because of the pride.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I'm so disappointed being a Longhorn fan right now, is because of the pride situation. Because that was the hardest thing for me to accept in the NFL, was guys don't give a crap after a loss.
You're thinking more along, they're just playing for like a paycheck, and this is my job, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, after an NFL game, you don't see guys like really pissed off about losing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Their job.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably is under your skin, and you probably want to improve to make yourself better.
Oh, yeah,
but
you want to keep getting your paycheck, but it's
not
still
for the team, for the love of the game. Yeah. Someone texted in and said, amen, quit coddling these guys. Somebody needs to get pissed and raise hell. People are too worried about hurting feelings. If you don't want to play here, leave. Arg. We're so much better than this. He literally wrote out arg.
Okay, here's another great text here. Who would your strength coach be? Who would you bring back as your strength coach?
I'm keeping Yancey.
Yeah. He's done great.
He's a monster.
Mm-hmm. You're not bringing back Mad Dog?
I love Mad Dog. Mad Dog does great things, but Yancey right there, what he's doing, you know, I would not change him up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's doing his thing. But if he's not there, yeah, I'll bring back Mad Dog, because he understands that culture type thing.
Sure.
He's the one that started the pride and winning tradition of a Texas Longhorns will not be timid to the weak, nor the, you know what I mean? Intimidated by the weak nor the timid. You know what I mean? Like,
that used to be said at Texas.
Yeah.
And you still remember it.
I remember when I was my first time I got his ridiculous summer workout book when I committed to Texas.
Dude, Mad Dogs?
Oh my God, this thing was like 6 pages. And you know what's crazy is the guy that ran it with me is Lauren Landau. He was at so Lauren Landau is the head strength coach of the Broncos now. He has Landau Performance. He does all these Olympic swimmers, and he's big time in Colorado, right? So he was a guy, you know, but I've been training with him since I was in high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you were like 14.
Like my junior year. And so I brought him this thing. He goes, okay, let's get, you know, and so me and him would just work, you know, that whole summer, you know, going back.
How did he feel? Did he feel like that was a good strength program?
Yeah, but he's more, of a maintain, get you ready. Right.
Okay.
He's going to build you.
Yeah.
But he's more of that, give me, you're a professional athlete, now let me tune you up.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tune you up. You know, I'm going to make you better.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And Lone Lando's one of the best out there. I trained with him for the combine. Me and Bo in the summer or in the spring would fly him down to Miami with us for
just
a
work
week.
Out there.
And he'd work us out. We all go fishing and, you know, eat good, sit on the beach, train in the mornings. And we did it a couple times. Those were fun times.
Yeah, I bet.
Some mornings started at 9, some mornings started at 11. It just all depended. But, yeah. But, no, that's, I mean.
Different times. And hopefully, to me, you know, I don't want to look too much ahead, but all I see on the Twitter sphere and in the message rooms is Urban Meyer, Urban Meyer, Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Can Texas go out?
That's the one coach that's not coaching that everybody would want.
Right.
He's the number one guy, but is he the But is he the best fit for Texas? I mean, he would come in here and change it. I mean, you've seen what he's done with every university he's gone to.
True, but in my mind, right now, the university, a lot of the staff members at the University of Texas are a lot of his old staff guys at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So if Urban Meyer comes in here, are you really going to see a different type of program?
Isn't that – well, see, that's what's crazy. You would think that you would want – you would take – what's so successful from him as you being is him being your head coach, you being the offensive coordinator, you would take all those good qualities with you.
You would think. But it's also a matter of who's actually the one at the top saying the things. So does Urban Meyer step in? I see Urban Meyer stepping in and all of a sudden, I mean, he's a coach. He ain't anybody's buddy.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to become their friends.
Yeah.
He's going out there and he's worrying about the football team and the product that's going out on the field.
Yeah. I don't mind you love your kids, but whip their ass.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be punishments.
Just no sense of urgency that I see right now in the program.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild.
But,
you know.
Someone literally just texted in, Herman shows zero urgency. Yeah. Herman is U of H good. That's it.
I don't know about that. That's a little harsh. I don't think anybody's could anticipate what's happened this year in college football. But again, it's the same way across the board.
Right.
Okay. Same thing's happening in Tuscaloosa. Okay. Same thing's happening in College Station. Same thing's happening in Miami. Same thing's happening in Clemson. Okay. And those schools are being productive. They're winning ball games. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And you're just not seeing here at that at the University of Texas. And I think that's where you see, and as Casey's put, that's where his sense of frustration is.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just one of those, it's hard to, it just, man. But it's hard to build that program. But if you got good talent, you should be able to put in an offense and a defense. These kids should be able to learn and get better, and you should be able to win ball games.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know, you got good talent here. Yeah. Develop your players, make them play.
According to the catch and all those guys, I mean, all the, you know, magazines and subscription services and things like that.
But that goes back to what we were saying in the first segment was you can't just go recruit a guy because he's a five-star and not go watch all his damn film.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, and you even have a lot of those players who have been hyped for year after year going into their senior year feeling that, hey, I've made it. I've already got a commitment to the University of Texas. Yeah. I don't have to work as hard as, say, somebody else does.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That should not be the mentality.
Yeah, you're gone.
Mentality should be you get to the University of Texas, and essentially you ain't S.
Yeah, you should.
You got, when you step on this field and in this and put on that color,
you got to earn your right.
You got to earn it. And I think that's one of the biggest things I've felt for Casey.
Well, I mean, they're rotating nine receivers.
Yeah.
No one's earned nothing. You know what I mean? And it's like, if there's one receiver that's like, why, I don't know, it's the rotation, I don't know. If there's a disconnect somewhere and someone needs to figure that out.
Yep.
That's all that
Haven't is. Seen any production out of the running backs.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a little disappointing. And I don't know if that's an offensive line scheme or that's just play calling.
Well,
but
offensive line, I mean, come on. We should have. I mean, my whole thing is there's no, I don't know, it's wild. Offensive line has not improved the last couple of years. I mean, they've been all right, but it goes back to as soon as you throw something, a little twist at them or something like that, they just freak out.
Fall apart.
And it just.
House cards.
Hits the fan. You know, that's hits the fan. It's like, golly.
And, you're really good at that, Casey.
Huh?
At monitoring yourself. Yeah, hits the fan.
Hits the fan.
Been doing this a while.
Sam's finger back there was getting a little tired the past weeks. Our producer, whenever Casey's on the mic.
Did y'all see that Cowboys got Garrett Gilbert?
For what? Oh, yeah, he's back up.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I mean, they need someone.
I mean, they now have an all-Texas quarterbacking crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gilbert won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, with the Patriots.
Yeah, at least somebody on the Cowboys has.
Yep.
He might be the only one.
Johnny, maybe. Do you ever get texts from your niece that are like, Uncle Johnny, I miss you, I love you, I have an idea, or I have a question?
All the time.
My niece just texted me and said, I have an idea, which 100% means she wants me to buy her something.
Of course. My niece, my oldest niece, my number one, she's not texting Avery. And calling
You're
as
an ass,
much.
By the way.
What?
It's because you neglect the rest of your nieces and
nephews. Avery is my number one just
you're
because
a piece of
it,
ass.
I'm talking about the order. I'm talking about the order they
no,
were born.
You call
no,
her
you're
your
not.
Number one.
You know that's your baby.
I love all my nieces and nephews.
Just like Miami.
This is true. I do tend to spoil Avery a little bit more, but we're now at the age where I have to reach out to her.
Look, it stinks. How old is she?
Just turned 12.
So Emmy's 14. Her
Y'all just
boyfriend
go ahead and get married and have kids.
Her boyfriend texts me more than she does now.
That's because he wants you.
And I'm like, hey, I'm
That's
like.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
This, you so just made weird, it really it? Weird,
That's why he's texting
Awkward.
You, because he's like, ooh.
So he straight up, I mean, she straight up.
He probably
like,
has a picture of you, too.
Shut up.
Probably. All weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he does. He's like.
I hope she's not listening.
You know, she's listening.
So straight up, I'm like, hey, you want to come spend the night with Aunt Ash? And she's like, oh, I'm hanging out with my boyfriend tonight. I'm like, huh, okay. Yeah. Did your boyfriend pay for all those cheerleading classes? Did your boyfriend pay for all those iPhones you have? No.
Stop being such a
That's
giving
my
aunt.
Yeah. I know.
But yeah, I have to now reach out to my niece because she's...
Does it hurt your heart a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, it hurts my heart a little bit.
I know.
I just, you know, I call her a couple times and she doesn't respond and it's just
Have your
like,
own kids and it won't hurt your heart. Yeah. All righty. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll get at it and we'll see y'all in a minute.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. You are listening to Saturdays on the Horn. We've got one more segment here. We've got one more segment here, and then The High Ground with Colonel Flowers and Jamie Frazier will be on. Be
Jamie
sure to
Frazier.
Keep it tuned in here all day today. Texas obviously has a bye week. We'll be facing off against Baylor next weekend. That kick is at 2:30. Be
Saban's
sure.
So mad right now.
He is mad. He's just. Tired
like,
and
I am not on the field right now.
He's sitting tied up.
I got
up.
The Rona.
But that's where you know he's classy.
He's super
that's
classy.
That's where you know he's professional. He's like, okay, I know I'm going to be at the house all day in my underwear, but for this little...
He probably is in his underwear. He probably just has a shirt and tie and jacket on.
Could you imagine being a head coach sitting at home with COVID? I would be pacing like a mad
oh,
SOB.
Yeah.
Imagine your team playing and not being able to be there.
That's nope. what I'm saying. I'll be at my house just pacing. My wife will be like, sit down. I'm like, shut up.
Hey, when you're head coach.
I promise you this. Miss Terry will not be anywhere near Coach Saban while the game's going
yeah,
on.
He's
going
to no. be in his own little cave.
Yeah, he's, hey, Miss Terry, go for a walk.
He's going to be text. You know, okay, he's not allowed to have contact, but you know he's going to text somebody and be like, tell him this.
He's got someone on the sidelines. I promise you
oh,
that.
Yeah. I don't oh, think yeah. text. I don't think text is fast enough. He's going to be on the phone the entire time.
Yeah. Hey, Miss Terry, why don't you go for a boat ride while I get this game going?
Yeah.
It's really funny to see you do that in your 1940s headset.
Yep.
Airline headset. So, Casey, I want to see your thoughts on this. Someone said, great example, B.J. Foster quits on the team during the game, plays the next game. What?
Yeah, there would have been, I understand from what I heard, it was some stuff going on. I don't know. But, you know, that's it. All the teammates stuck behind him. I wouldn't have started. For him to quit on the team, he wouldn't have, I don't know if he would have been, he wouldn't have played the next game. I know that for a fact. I don't know if I would have led back on the team because he quit the team. That's just how I am as a person. As a player, he's getting his ass whooped. I mean, but I don't know. They said they accepted him back, but I don't know.
Well, it's a different era player as well.
Yeah, that's where.
You know, I don't know too many.
It all goes back. None of these kids have been spanked as kids.
A
lot of stern conversations from their parents.
You go sit in the corner. You don't have to go outside today. It's too hot. What?
Stay inside. It's nice and cool inside.
Yeah.
No penalty.
How are you feeling about today and today's weather?
I think today's weather is awesome.
Today's weather is awesome. It's foggy.
Y'all need to come out to Whitfield's. I got a bunch of brisket on today.
It's foggy as
ooh, we can't even see downtown.
I know.
Yeah. That means you should come out here and drink beer with me, and we'll talk Texas.
There you go.
We can just talk mess all day, and we'll eat brisket.
If you're one to get something off your chest and get a good rant going, go down to mm-hmm. Whitfield's this morning, get some barbecue, and Casey will be proud to stand off with you. And
not stand off. I think everybody's in agreement. Stuttered is rightness. Different era, my ass. Some players are just soft. lots of people texting in, all caps.
Soft.
Yeah. Soft.
The soft horns?
Easy, horn
frog. I know.
Yeah. Easy over there.
Seeing if that one worked, that obviously got under the skin a little bit. Easy.
Too soon, Case.
I'll
too
flip
soon.
This freaking table on your ass so quick. I'm kidding.
Golf Lingo texted in and said, great show always. I'll bring you more yellow bellies this week, Casey. You get my vote for coach, too. All right,
and
Johnny.
And I appreciate them banquets.
Johnny for mayor.
A good banquet beer, you know.
Indeed.
Especially when they've been on ice for like 5 hours.
Roger Stuttered, 2023.
And Casey for head coach.
Yeah,
it might work.
You in?
Head coach? I mean, yeah, I could be a head coach.
Y'all heard it here.
It's happening.
Do we have a breaking news drop?
But that will never happen.
Casey Stuttered, head coach, University of Texas.
God, that sounds so good.
It really does.
Sounds great. That's a great ring to it. Coach Stud.
Coach Stud.
Hey, Coach Stud.
What up, Coach Stud?
Hey, shut up. Get on the line.
Hey, Coach Stud, how you feeling today?
I'm that guy.
Shut
for
up
sure.
and get on the line.
No, that ain't the. Y'all practiced like crap yesterday. I mean, but like those type of things, starting practice over. Like you're already 10 periods in, starting practice all the way over.
We had to do that.
We had to do, like, I remember we were 10 periods in and Coach Brown started us all the way back to K1. That's kicking period. And we had to go through everything. The periods were shortened from 10 to 5 minutes, but it was like, all right. But, I mean, you have to have that type of stuff. It pushes you through tough time, you know, when you're on the field. It makes your body go through a different level of, you know, break through that another barrier of how far you can push your body. And, two, it's you got to learn. You can't practice like crap. You can't. Like these mistakes and stuff like that, they don't fly. I remember in the pros, you had to run a mile every offsides or anything like that, like after practice.
A mile?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it was like, I think, six, seven times around the field, something like that, or eight times, something like that. I can't remember.
Miles probably 4 laps, right, unless there's a track around it.
No, the football field.
Oh, just the football field. Yeah, probably 6 or 7 times.
So you could do a 300 or whatever every time, but you're going from 10 to 10, so it's a little different, you know what I mean? It's like 120. But anyways, there's no accountability. You know, hold yourself to a higher standard.
Well, and again, it's yourself. You're holding yourself accountable. You're holding your teammates accountable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not seeing. I'm not, you know, when somebody messes up, I'm not seeing the linebacker go over there and get in his face.
Yeah.
Or I'm not seeing, you know, Caden Stearns get up in somebody's face and tell them they got to do a better job.
Right.
Yeah. There's none of that.
I mean, coaches can tell you and until they're blue in their face.
But when a player tells you that, it really makes you check your whole card, and then you have to really like, all right. But that's what you need. We had fights in the lot. I mean, like I said, D.D. Lewis threw, I mean, there's so many different, all kinds of stuff. Vincent, I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot you want to say right now, but you're.
But I mean, you. But I mean,
it's chapter.
There's one guy that was talking crap. We duct taped him and threw him in a laundry bin and threw him in the shower.
But that's just it. No matter what happened.
Because he wasn't acting right at practice.
No matter what happened in the locker room, you still went out on Saturdays and performed as a unit, a cohesive unit.
Well, I mean, after you dropped the gloves, it was over with.
Right.
You hugged afterwards. Like, all right. But that's just what it, I mean. You took care of that internally.
Yep.
Well,
nowadays I just would think that if anything happened in the locker room, somebody's probably tweeting it out.
They take it to Twitter. That's exactly what they do. You see it.
And you hear about it, then that becomes the topic of conversation rather than what's happening on the field.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, let's stop the talking. Get back to playing some football.
Yep.
But
gotta, you know, get coached up.
It's the world
up.
We live in, well,
and that's next week. They'll get that opportunity against Baylor.
I want likes.
Yeah.
I'd rather have wins, Casey.
Yeah. Same here. I want W's. I want championships. I want rings.
You don't want hearts. You don't want likes. You want wins.
I don't want followers. I don't want to be some fake ass person that I've never met before that likes my stuff.
But
not a fake-ass person, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
but now you've got, you know, this whole generation of players that are coming into college football with the idea of getting likes, of making money off of their name and their likeness and all of that.
Yeah.
So if they feel like they have any chance of earning income, which is weird to say in college.
They want to go that route. They want to be they want to go the route where they have all these followers and they don't have to work and they get paid to go for their likeness, right? So that's what everybody's – that's what they want. But you're not going to get that, right? I mean, it's there's a slim few.
But it's not – where it gets me is that it's not unique to Texas.
Yes.
Right? This is going on across the country. But why is there such a disconnect here in Austin? I think that's the question. Where
for the past 7 years.
Where's that disconnect, and why haven't we been able to overcome it in 7 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's tough. It's tough, and I think we've reached that point where the fans are starting to get frustrated, where the alumni are starting to get frustrated. But again, the only thing those players can do right now is put their head down and go back to work.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
God dang big wigs up there donating so much money, you had to get rid of Coach Brown.
Well, I got to build that south end,
and all those players
south end
that
scoreboard in the suite
Mac Brown
somehow.
Those days, you got him fired. How do you feel about that?
What's nuts to me, though, is that Mac was boys. Mac was boys with all those alums, right?
Yeah.
He's the only coach I've seen since he's been at the university.
You have your major ones, and then there's always ones that have a lot of money that, okay, I'll be a major donor now. I want him out of here. And then, boom, they have enough, you know. So that's where it comes in.
Yeah.
The guy's like, I'll donate $20 million. Get him out of here.
But that money isn't buying us any W's.
No.
Not in a long time.
Buying you some cool locker rooms.
We do have really cool locker rooms.
So that south end zone is going to be incredible next year.
Doesn't mean crap if you aren't bringing home the W. Someone texted in and said, Casey Studdard, minister of ass whoopings.
Yeah, something. Someone needs to get their ass whipped up there. Anyways, hey, y'all come out to Whitfield's, get some barbecue. I won't be on next week. Y'all will be.
Can we get a live update from the boat when you're down there at the Bisbee?
Yeah, I can let y'all know.
Okay.
We're Team Castaway.
Awesome. Good luck with that, Case.
Yeah, so.
And thank you to everyone for listening today.
So I team up with Vince Young Steakhouse, the Mackinvilles and the Browns, and that's our team. Lyle's coming down.
So. Any of the other guys coming?
No, just this.
Just you and Lyle, huh?
Me, Lyle, and Phil.
Get it
and
done.
And Kim.
Well, maybe, and Lindsay and Laura.
Maybe you and Lyle can start working on your coaching plan.
Yeah, Mama Mac will be there too.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Y'all go follow us at Big Ugly Tailgate on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media, and keep it tuned in right here for Saturday on the Horn.
Adios.